Many Northern California cattle ranchers are having problems from a naturally destructive force, wild horses. The horses destroy land, eat cattle forage, drink up what little water there is, and create other complications.
They've damaged some lands out there that my grandkids' grandkids won't see recover. We've lost soil and lots of it, and we've lost springs, and they've just tromped them out.
Bill Flournoy, president of the California Cattlemen's Association, has had a serious problem with the issue himself.
And on the Devil's Garden, the area we're talking about, we had 240 horses when they inventoried it in 1971 with the idea that we could go up to 300 and wouldn't bother too much. And now we have between 2,000 and 3,000 horses there. And they're on private lands. They're on the Indian lands. They're in. We had them in four permits out there to start with, and now they're in all the permits.
He says there's little that can be done about the horses.
They have a rule in there that they can slaughter horses when there's an excess of them, but there's a rider bill that came through and forbid them to slaughter horses.
The government could make allowances that would help ranchers deal with the large populations, but Flournoy says he's not holding his breath.
We had a little spring there called Goose Lake Spring, and I was there the other day, and there was 140 horses watering out of a little spring that wouldn't water 40, 50 head of cattle. They're tromping it and digging it, and it's a sad situation. We've tried and tried to get people from the Wild Horse and Burro National Committee out there to look at it, but we don't have much luck. We offered to pay their way if they'd come and look at it, and we haven't been successful in that. And we go back to Washington, and we talk to our congressman back there, and they have no answers for us.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgnetWest.com.